This is MSO News Sports. Our North Shore High School football coverage continues with Swampscott football coach Peter Bush. And Peter, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Peter, you guys opened up the season on the road out at Auburn, not the one down south, but the one out west in Massachusetts. Yeah. But you guys tied a game. So tell us about this game. Obviously, you were out in a rainstorm out there too, I believe, right?
Yeah, we actually, the bad part of the storm, we kind of just missed. I think it went through that area probably around, I don't know, maybe 5:30. So we kind of missed it. We had the back end of it, but we arrived at the school. We warmed up and did our normal pregame. We went out at kickoff, did the coin toss, did the kickoff, and I think within 40 seconds of the game, I got called for lightning. We were in the locker room, I'd say, for about an hour, because obviously with some rules and things like that with lightning, prevented us from getting back out. So we probably got back out in the field right around 8 o'clock. And played the remainder of the game. And as you said before, it ended up in a 15-15 tie. They kicked a field goal to tie it at 15 with about 4 seconds to go, and then the officials called it. So, some stuff that's outside of our control of that.
So it becomes a tie only because it became a weather issue again? Is that it?
Yeah, so there was lightning again in the area. I guess from what I was told from the lead official, he had seen, when the actual kick was made, he saw lightning. So that second postponement of the game caused them to call the game.
Yeah, I get it. All right. What is your assessment on the team's opening performance on Friday night? What's your takeaway from the actual game? Forget the tie and the weather and all that. How did you guys play?
I was a little frustrated because I really feel that we came out and played in the way we want to play. We were very physical. We were playing very fast. I think the hour delay took a little of that momentum away from us. We competed the whole game. We were up, at different points during throughout the game. I was really impressed with the way our team kind of rebounded after going down 12-7. The offense did their job. They went down and scored. We got the 2-point conversion. We kicked off. We just couldn't get that last stop, and they were able to drive the ball, and they were able to kick a field goal. So, defensively, we held them to 3 field goals and 1 touchdown. Obviously, that wasn't enough, but I was pleased in a lot of areas, but frustrated as well because I think we missed a lot of opportunities. We had a lot of penalties. We missed a lot of tackles on defense. We didn't finish a lot of tackles on defense. So the big thing, obviously, from game 1 to game 2 is the improvement that we have to have. So we're looking forward to it. I think the best thing with how everything kind of shook out and what the situation is having this Thursday night game and having it quick and having, not a short week, but, just being able to get back out in the game field, I think will be good for the players and the coaches.
Peter, I won't dwell too much on the individual players right now, but let me ask you about a couple of individual players, either on offense or defense. We haven't really talked about your lineup or the players that you're kind of putting in there, but after a game, can you single out a player or two on offense or defense that has come along for you and has been as a starter or competing?
Yeah, I mean, Holden Riddell, I've talked about him quite a bit before. He's a two-way lineman for us. Again, he's a former fullback and linebacker that last year converted to O&D line. He's just a warrior. He's got a great motor. He's been a great teammate as well, an extremely hard worker. He anchors our offense and defensive lines. Jack Hazel was a defensive starter last year. He is now, starting on offense, defense, and he's just about on every special team. Jack had a great game. Liam Keeney, one of our other captains, played really well offensively. One of our leaders was Sam Nadworny. I believe he had 7 catches for over 100 yards. He's a really dynamic player, and we're expecting big things from him. Henry Beitler was our main back. Didn't get a lot of carries, but ended up with over 100 yards rushing as well. So definitely some bright spots there, but again, it's just tricky when you're looking at the scoreboard at the end of the day and not being able to finish a game that we thought was very winnable for us. And not being able to play that overtime was, again, frustrating. But we moved on, and we got the Bulldogs on Thursday night, so we're going to have to be ready.
All right. Well, those guys played on Saturday. You know, they played on Friday, too, against Lawrence, I guess. That's right. They played the Friday game as well and lost. So they're coming in without a win and one loss. You guys are with the tie coming in. And so how do you see Thursday's game against Lynn English at Swampscott, the Blydell Cup game?
Yeah, it's always a battle with Lynn English. You know, when they you know, it's just a game that goes back to you know, the old days when Swampscott used to play Lynn English. It's going to be a physical battle. You know, it's for the Blydell Cup, which is named after Jeffrey Blydell, who was a pillar for athletics in both Swampscott and Lynn. Both of his sons, Chris and Jason, played for Swampscott High School. So there's a lot of tradition. It's a great rivalry. So again, I think they're gonna want to do things, make corrections, and do things you know, better than they did last week. So it's going to be a battle. It always is. So I'm looking for a close game, but I'm looking for our kids to compete and play fast and physical for the full 48 minutes.
Peter, here's my last question. So what would have been the focus this week in practice, you know, knowing what happened Friday night rather in Auburn, and then looking ahead to Thursday's game?
I don't think we've, in all the years I've been here, Bill, I don't think we've tackled as much as we have. Mostly yesterday in practice, the big focus was on finishing our tacklers. You know, we had a lot of yards after contact. You know, when our defender tackler made contact, we just gave up too many yards. So that's been a big focus on offense, just cutting down the penalties, you know, be more efficient offensively, finishing our drives, and just playing fast, you know, starting fast, playing fast. And again, making sure each guy understands what their job is on every single play. And I think if we can do those things, I think we'll be competitive.
Peter, great checking in with you this week, and hopefully we'll talk again soon, and see you on Thursday.
All right, Bill, thank you.
Take care. Peter Bush, football coach at Swampscott High School, here with us on MSO, newsports.com.